Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Tuesday, August 9th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Niger's famine is threatening 2.5 million people with starvation. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says the famine was not part of their original ministry plan, but they're finding ways to help meet those critical needs. In the meantime, plans are moving ahead for expanding their evangelistic radio outreach.
The studio is nearly finished, so we hope to get it equipped for recording by the end of 2005 or the very early part of 2006. And I would hope that by the second or third quarter of 2006, these programs are on the air.
Next, more than 1,000 Christian leaders attended Global Advance's latest Frontline Shepherds Conference in Davao, Philippines. Evangelism is challenging because of a growing Islamic presence, isolated tribal groups, and lack of training. Global Advance's Dale Witt says Filipinos are key to reaching the world for Christ.
Approximately 10% of the Philippine population works abroad in some other nation in some other capacity. So that really puts them in a unique situation to really spread the gospel in places that it wouldn't normally go.
And the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism has an update on their work in Ukraine. Following a devastating fire in late April, workers have been scrambling to make repairs to the Church Ministries Institute building in Odessa. The institute is critical to the theological training program in Ukraine, Russia, and Moldova. The facility is still not usable and has lost the library along with critical space. Classes will continue this fall in a temporary location at a local church facility. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.